Okay, it's 6 o'clock. I call to order the Planning Commission meeting of Grover Beach, Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, at 6 p.m. This meeting may also be viewed on Channel 20 and is available online streaming on the city's website and on www.slow-span.org. Members of the public may provide public comments during the meeting by calling 805-321-6639. The phone line is open now. Please stand and join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Ms. Ratana, will you please call the roll?
Commissioner Hoffman?
Here.
Commissioner Holden?
Here.
Commissioner Hoverson?
Here.
And Vice Chair Swift?
Here.
And then please let the record show that Chairman is not present.
At this time, the Planning Commission will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. The Commission should by motion adopt the agenda as presented or revised. We need a motion. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda and a second?
You want both. Yeah. All right. I move that we accept the agenda as presented.
And I'll second.
Thank you. And this is a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. At this time, we'll open public communications. Please call in at 805-321-6639 if you would like to provide any public comments. During this time, the Commission will allow public communications. Any member of the public may address the Commission for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest not on the agenda and within the jurisdiction of the Commission. The Commission will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the Commission cannot act on items not on the agenda. And do I gavel the public comment section? So public communications are now open. Is that right? So anybody that would like to address the general comments to the Commission can come forward to the podium and bring those up. Seeing nobody in the room, is there anybody on the line?
No, there's not.
We have no comments during public communications, so I'll close public communications and move on to the consent agenda. And I open the consent agenda. Is there any member of the public who wishes to address the Commission on items listed under the consent agenda? I see no one in the room. Is there anybody online that wishes to address item one on the consent agenda?
No, there's not.
I'll close the public comments on the consent agenda. Let's see. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
And I second that.
I hear a move to approve and a second. This is a voice vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Consent agenda is approved. Let's see. And so now we're going to open the public hearing. Make sure I didn't miss a section there. Okay. As a reminder, if you would like to call in for public comments on items on the public hearing, please call in to 805-321-6639. I open the public hearing, item number two, for development application 2149, time extension, TE-25-0002, applicant Jason Blankenship and Michael and Rose Morrison, and senior planner Kyle Bell will present the information.
Uh,
All right. Thank you for the introduction. We'll just jump right in. This is for time extension for a project that is located at 1073 Hudson Street. On June 7th, 2022, the Planning Commission approved a development permit to construct a single-story, 12,600 square foot industrial shell building with associated site improvements and a use permit for the potential future use of commercial cannabis, non-retail, at the property. On July 2nd, 2024, the commission granted the first time extension, allowing the extension of the project. And then the applicant has submitted a second time extension request to allow for additional time in financing the project. And here we are today. Staff recommends the time extension request be granted for additional 1 year extension that would then extend the expiration date for the project to June 7th, 2026. And that's the end of the staff presentation for this item.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Do any of the commissioners have any questions for staff? Commissioner Hoffman?
No.
Commissioner Holden?
No. Not
Commissioner Halpern? I always have questions. I think there was a change recently about how many time extensions can be made. This is the second. Are they allowed more time extensions after this?
It'd be a third time extension.
Third
and
the, time.
That change in development code isn't in effect just yet. Yeah. That will be as soon as the Coastal Commission approves the development code update. That section will be amended, but they'd be allowed one additional time extension. Any additional time extensions beyond that would be subject to like a state license limitation. But none have been submitted, and we are not aware of any. So we would expect the third time extension to be the last request.
Okay. Let's see. The public hearing is now open. And if the applicant is in the room and would like to comment, they can come forward and comment. Is the applicant here? No. Do any members of the public wish to come forward?
No.
Anybody on the line?
No.
Am I off script?
No, you're doing great.
Okay. Do any commissioners, let me see, am I closing the public hearing? I'm not, okay. Do any commissioners have any questions for the applicant? There's no applicant here. Is there any member of the public? We already covered that. So hearing no further comments, I'm going to close the public hearing and let the commissioners provide comments on the report. Do the commissioners have anything to add? Commissioner Halverson.
I do not have any comments. I think it's a justifiable extension.
Commissioner Holden.
I agree.
I also agree.
And I also agree. Seeing no further comments, no discussions, the recommended action, staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt resolution approving the time extension application TE25-0002 for a second 1 year time extension for development application 21-49. Do I have a motion for item two, and do I have a second?
I move that we adopt the resolution approving the time extension application TE25-0002 for a second 1 year time extension for development application 2149.
I second that.
Ms. Ratana, can I get a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
And Acting Chair Swift?
Yes. So moving on to item three on the agenda. As a reminder, if you would like to call in for public comments on item number three, please call in at 805-321-6639. Development application DA-25-0017, applicant Orcutt Survey Company and the Sharon Tanner, senior planner Kyle Bell representing. Mr. Bell, would you please present the staff report?
Absolutely. Let me just get it loaded here. All right. Up next, we'll be reviewing a request for a tentative parcel map to subdivide an existing 9.66 acre property into three parcels located at 1 Tanner Lane. The project site is located along the intersection of Atlantic Avenue and North Oak Park Boulevard. The property lies within the medium density residential and the high density residential zones. And the site is currently developed with a single family residence with some accessory structures that takes access off of Atlantic Avenue, which is referred to as Tanner Lane for the shared or the single driveway. Surrounding land uses include single family residences to the north, east, and south, and then multifamily residential uses to the west. The applicant has submitted the request to subdivide the property into three separate parcels. And also includes an offer of dedication to the public right-of-way along North Oak Park. This is to align the right-of-way with the back of sidewalk and adjust the property lines. And parcels A and B are both located entirely within the R2 zone, and then parcel C is located entirely within the R3 zone. Access to all three parcels will continue to be provided via Tanner Lane and or Atlantic City Avenue. No grading, development, or construction is proposed with this application. The project is consistent with the goals and policies of the general plan. However, Land Use Development Policy 3.4 encourages a master plan for this property and adjacent parcels. However, as no development is being proposed as part of the application, any future development would be reviewed for consistency with this policy, including whether the master plan could be waived or whether it would be required. The proposed map also would create the three parcels consistent with the site's medium density and high density residential land uses, which preserve the site's residential capacity and supports long-term general plan goals by maintaining development potential without reducing density or introducing constraints. The project also has been designed to comply with the existing zoning boundary and meets all objective design standards as well as subdivision standards for all applicable zones. The project also qualifies for a categorical exemption for the provisions of the California Environmental Quality Act. The required findings have been included in the resolution. And then tonight's recommendation is to find the project consistent with the general plan, development code, and approve the project as proposed, subject to the findings and conditions outlined in the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Do any commissioners have any questions for staff? Commissioner Halverson. We have three agents.
I know. It's hard, isn't it? I have no questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Holden.
I have no questions.
And Commissioner Hoffman.
No questions.
And I have to ask one question. Is Tanner Lane just a private drive? And it's called Tanner Lane, but it's actually not a public
street. Isn't that strange? It exists in our records as a legitimate street name and address. So we thought it would be, you know, historically referring it to as 1 Tanner Lane would be consistent with the property. But there is no Atlantic City Avenue address associated with the property or North Oak Park, as there's only one residence on the property.
But it is a private street.
It is a private street.
Okay. That's the only question I had. So with that said, I'll open the public hearing and invite the applicant or agent to come forward and talk.
Good evening. My name is Kyle Hirth with Orchid Survey Company, applicant for the project and representing the owner, Sharon Tanner. Staff did a very good job of outlining the project. There's no proposed construction. This is strictly for estate planning purposes only. I'm available if you have any questions.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions for the applicant?
No.
No.
No. Nor do I. Is there any member of the public that would get up and like to comment on item 3? I got no tags up here, so anybody online?
No.
All right. Applicant, you want to make any closing comments? Said everything you need to say? Okay. Public comments have ended, so I hear no further comments from anybody. I'm going to close the public hearing. Commissioners can discuss the proposed project. I'll start at the right end. Commissioner Hoffman.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Commissioner Holden?
I think so, too.
And Commissioner Halverson?
I agree. I think we're ready for a motion.
I have no comments either. Let's see. So the recommended action is the staff recommends that we adopt the resolution approving the tentative map application 250017. Can I get a motion and a second?
All right, I move that we adopt development application 25-0017.
I'll second.
Ms. Ratana, could we get a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
And Acting Chair Swift?
Yes. Moving on to number four. As a reminder, if you would like to call in for public comments on item number four, please call in to 805-321-6639. Item number four is development application DA-25-0005. Applicant is Aris Studio Architects and Cody Gambrill, and Senior Planner Kyle Bell will present the staff report.
All right. So for this item, we will be reviewing a request for a coastal development permit and use permit to construct a new two-story duplex containing two live-work units, each with a rooftop deck, and then also one detached accessory dwelling unit located at 391 Beckett Place. The project site is located at the intersection of Beckett Place and Newport Avenue. The 6,800 square foot property lies within the coastal commercial zone, and the site is currently occupied by a single family residence and eight accessory shed structures, all of which are proposed for demolition. The surrounding land uses include mixed uses to the north, and then the single family residences to the east, south, and west. The proposed project involves the construction of the two-story live-work duplex that includes ground floor workspace with a tandem parking, second floor living spaces, and the project also includes the rooftop deck for each of the two units. In accordance with the state law, accessory dwelling units are not subject to a public hearing. The proposed ADU for this project has been included as part of the coastal development permit. However, it is not subject to any discretion as part of this public hearing. The proposed project complies with all applicable objective design standards. The building features a contemporary design with the split-face CMU walls on the ground floor with white stucco accents and sloped metal shed roofs. Entryways to each unit are oriented towards the streets, providing a defined pedestrian-friendly entryway consistent with the code requirements. The project also lies within the Visual Resource Area 3 of the city's local coastal program, which is characterized by a mix of residential, industrial, and visitor-serving commercial uses east of Highway 1. The project, proposed project includes new mixed-use development within the CC zone, consistent with the land use priorities of the local coastal program for this area, and replaces the deteriorating structures with architecturally integrated buildings that improve visual quality through the contemporary design, cohesive materials, and the pedestrian-friendly features. Importantly, the project is not located within or adjacent to any identified coastal resource. The project meets all of the required findings for the coastal development permit and will be referred to the Coastal Commission preceding the final action by the Planning Commission. The proposed project is also consistent with the goals and policies of the general plan, particularly those related to infill development and mixed-use land use. The site is located within walking distance of neighborhood amenities and other visitor-serving uses. The project contributes to the city's goals for infill housing, flexible workspace options, and revitalization of a key coastal area. The project complies with all applicable development and performance standards of the coastal commercial zone. The proposed live-work units meet all of the applicable standards related to building articulation, roof form, material variation, ground floor orientation, and pedestrian access. The project replaces underutilized structures with high-quality infill developments, contributing to the ongoing revitalization of the area while maintaining consistency with the city's local coastal program and development standards set forth in development code. The proposed live-work units comply with the applicable development standards. The project does not propose any prohibited or hazardous business activities, and all operations will occur indoors with no outdoor storage. The required use permit findings have been included in the resolution to support the approval of the live-work use. And the project is also categorically exempt from the provisions of the California Environmental Quality Act. The required findings have been incorporated into the resolution. And tonight's recommendation is to find the project consistent with the general plan, development code, and approve the project as proposed, subject to the conditions and outlined in the resolution. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you. Let's see. So the okay. Do any commissioners have any questions for staff? Commissioner Halverson?
No comments. No questions.
Commissioner Holden?
No comments.
Commissioner Hoffman?
No.
I have a couple of questions, but maybe I should hold these for later. They had to do with a couple of design features. Should I ask those now or wait till after we hear from the applicant?
It's up to you. I think the architect will probably be able to speak better to the design of the project, but I'm happy to answer any questions as they relate to the objective design standards.
Okay. So you mentioned a metal roof, and I thought a metal roof in Grover Beach was a not a permitted roof material.
I believe it is prohibited in some zones. I believe it's a R1 zone, but I'd have to double check the code to find where that prohibition is, but I don't believe it's a restricted
for the commercial
CC zone.
Okay. I would just ask to check that because I know I like the blue metal roof and I was not allowed to use it in an R1, but I didn't look at the commercial. And then at least in the artist renderings, it shows a cable stanchion roof railing on the roof deck. And I'm assuming that's just this stage of the project, that's actually not an allowed railing for the design.
Yeah, we do have a condition in the resolution to have that 50% opacity that we've been talking about.
Those were the only two questions I had. So let's see, we open the public hearing and invite the applicant or agent to come to the podium and speak.
Good evening. I'm Tom Jess with Aris Studio Architects, here representing the project. Thank you for having us here this evening. I appreciate it. And I do want to compliment staff. It's been great working with them and with the representative from Public Works and Utilities and everyone that we've worked through. I think we've been able to flush out all the potential items that and hiccups and so forth. So I feel like we've gotten to a really good place in cooperation with staff to get to this point. You did mention the railing. We have adjusted the construction documents accordingly to provide that. We've raised the parapet, raise it up and reduce the height of that. So that's been addressed in the plans that we're working on now in our office. But and then as far as we've reviewed all the conditions of approval, they're consistent with what we've discussed and what we've agreed to. And so we feel like this is going to be a good addition. The existing property there is not ideal, so this will be a nice improvement, and it's going to be very similar to the space right across the street, right across from it. So we feel like it's a good fit for here, and we're not trying to push the boundaries too far. We're just trying to make a nice addition and project here. So we hopefully you'll see it the same, and happy to answer any questions you might have.
Do any commissioners have questions for the applicant? Commissioner Hoffman.
I don't have any questions. I just want to say that it looks like an interesting project, and I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like at the end.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Commissioner Holden?
I don't have a question either. Oops.
I don't have a question either, but I agree. That looks like a good project.
Oh, thank you.
Commissioner Halverson?
No questions.
I'll just add a common one that comes up in terms of aesthetics. colors. You know, right now it looks fairly benign in the color choices. Any thoughts or plans for getting more creative with beachfront color? Yeah, more vibrant colors.
No, we weren't necessarily trying to make a statement with this building. It's kind of more of a just fitting in with the context. But duly noted. Well, we can definitely pay attention to that.
All right. Thank you. I have no other questions. I think we're done with the applicant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any member of the public that would like to get up and speak on item number 4? Seeing none in the room and having no notes, is there anybody online?
No, there's not.
So no public comments. I will close. Checking to see if I'm supposed to close the public. No.
Vice Chair Swift. Megan Martin, Community Development Director. I did want to let you know, while we were listening to public testimony, I looked up our development code. You are correct. Corrugated metal, galvanized metal, or similar sheets and panels are prohibited, but only on single-unit roof structures or single-unit detached, or sorry, multi-unit detached structures. I don't see anything in our development code prohibiting that roof style on multi-unit attached.
Multi-unit attached. Mm-hmm. So it's not zone-specific, it's structure-specific.
Structure, as far as Chapter 4 of our Objective Design Standards outlines, yeah, it's the type of structure, correct, not the zone.
Okay, well, thank you for checking. And I think I'm supposed to close the public hearing and ask if the commissioners have any comments. Commissioner Halverson.
Well, I guess I would just echo the other commissioners' approval of the project. It looks like a good, clean project to me, and a nice choice for infill in that spot. Yeah. We'll get 3 units instead of 1, and we aren't taking advantage of the space that's there. I mean, we could have put a much more dense application in there, but there's restraint there, so I appreciate that. That's my only comments.
Thank you. Commissioner Hoffman?
No other comments.
Commissioner Holden?
No.
Yeah, I think I would agree with Commissioner Halverson. It's a nice looking project and it fits the neighborhood well. No other comments from anybody. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution approving development application DA25-005. Can I get a motion to approve number 4 and a second, please?
I move that we adopt the resolution approving development application 25-0005.
I second.
This is a roll call vote. Ms. Ratana, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
And Acting Chair Swift?
Yes. We're finished with number 5. Let's see. So we're moving on. I'm sorry, we finished number 4. We're moving on to number 5. As a reminder, if you would like to call in for public comments on item number 5, please call in at 805-321-6639. Item number 5 is development application DA25-0015. Applicant is David Stearns, and it is being presented by Associate Planner Janet Reese. Ms. Reese, would you please present the staff report?
Good evening. The project site is located at 359 West Grand Avenue, which is at the northwest corner of Grand Avenue and North 4th Street in the coastal visitor serving area or zone. The site was originally developed back in the 1940s, with additions subsequently occurring in 1960 and 1976 to create the approximately 7,000 square foot building that exists today. In the late 1990s, approximately 1,300 square feet of the restaurant area, which is outlined in the blue on the right-hand side, was converted to the Central Coast Casino, a state-licensed four-table card room by the applicant. The remaining 5,000 square feet includes the shared restrooms and currently vacant restaurant facilities. The project site is bordered by residences to the north and west, with commercial uses to the south and then the mixed-use development under construction to the east. Historically, the restaurant, which most recently was Ribline, provided alcoholic beverage service to Central Coast Casino card room patrons under the restaurant's license. Since the restaurant has since closed, the applicant is requesting approval of a coastal development permit and use permit for an independent alcoholic beverage control license to continue providing alcoholic beverage service directly to his patrons for on-site consumption. The site the casino is a state licensed four-table card room. It currently includes amenities such as prepackaged snack and non-alcoholic beverage service, a cashier's cage, office, and storage space. The alcoholic beverages would be stored within existing storage areas and a new display fridge indicated by the yellow box on the existing counter area. The card room currently operates Monday through Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., and Thursday through Saturday from noon to 2 a.m. No changes to operating hours are currently proposed. The sale of alcoholic beverage sales for the on-site consumption at an establishment other than a restaurant within this commercial zone requires approval of a use permit, which is why we're here tonight. It does require specific findings regarding general plan consistency, neighborhood compatibility to ensure the development does not generate impacts related to public health, safety, and welfare, and to ensure site suitability for the proposed uses. The proposed addition of alcoholic beverage services is an accessory use to the existing card room services and is consistent with the intent of the CVS zone, providing an additional service for the existing patrons of the business without changing the nature or intensity of the overall use. No physical modifications to the building or site are proposed, and no expansion of hours of operation are requested. The required findings for the coastal development permit and use permit have been included in the resolution, along with conditions of approval that ensure compliance with the State Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control licensing requirements and to maintain operational standards that protect the public safety and minimize potential nuisance impacts. Therefore, it's staff's recommendation to find the project consistent with the general plan and development code and approve the coastal development permit and use permit subject to the findings and conditions. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Reese. Do any commissioners have questions for staff? Commissioner Hoffman?
No.
Commissioner Holden?
Who would own the license, I guess?
Central Coast Casino or okay. David Stearns. Mm-hmm. I can't.
So
he's
if it
in
was,
the audience, but I can't
so
remember
was,
exactly the name
okay.
on the application.
If it was sold, that license goes with it. Is that, I mean, the restaurant had the license before, so now
right,
the casino has it. And
well, they don't have a that's what they're applying for. Yeah, it's a different type of license. Restaurants have with food.
Yeah, there's two different alcohol license types that are really yeah. subject to this type of review. One is with food services and one is without. And so this one that they're applying for would be without. Yeah. So this wouldn't prohibit a restaurant from moving into the space and applying for their own license. It just would keep the spaces separate. That allows for more control for if this situation were to occur again in the future, they would be able to maintain their services.
Okay, thanks.
Commissioner Halverson?
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions either. Let's see. Do we have the applicant present? Would you like to come forward and speak? I'm opening the public hearing, with the first speaker being the applicant for this project.
Okay, good evening, you guys, and Vice Chairman Swift and the rest of you commissioners. Anyway, I'm David Stearns. I'm owner-operator of Central Coast Casino, and I'm 100% owner of the company and corporation that would also own that license, the beer and wine license. And in the event of just to maybe clarify a little bit of what was said is that Our original intention when Ribline left was to transfer the license, is what we tried to do with ABC, but we missed a deadline. And so we only had so long to do that with their official leave date, and it got very complicated. So I was advised by them just to go this route. And anyway, we've been there 27 years, and I work very well with the new chief of police. And I think in all these years, we've had less than 3 phone calls to the police from our card room. The bars were had a little more, but I definitely take it very serious to keep a safe operation and safe ship. And any other questions I can answer, I'd be happy to do it.
Do any commissioners have questions for the applicant? Commissioner Halverson?
No questions.
Commissioner Holden?
No questions.
Commissioner Hoffman?
No questions.
I have no questions either. Thank you for presenting it.
Thank you.
Let's see. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on item number 5? I have no slips up here, but there's at least one other person in the room that might want to speak.
Talk about me.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Randy Myrick. He is a good guy. He's very responsible. He couldn't help it when I was playing drums at Mongols if the cops came by or not, but he is a good guy. He pays his bills. He's just a good guy. He'll do anything he has to do to keep in the law. That's it. Thank you. I did work for him, but he is a good guy. Very responsible. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Myrick. Is there anybody online?
No, there's not.
Seeing that we have no other comments, I am going to close the public hearing and open this to the commissioners to comment. Commissioner Halverson.
Yeah, this seems like another easy review. Existing business, long-time business here in Grover Beach, and has already handled beer and wine before for years, apparently. So I don't see any issues here.
Commissioner Holden?
I agree.
Commissioner Hoffman?
I agree.
And I agree as well. Thank you all for commenting on that agenda item. Let's see. This is a roll call vote.
Need a motion first.
Sorry. So we need a motion. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt the resolution approving development application DA 25005. Can I get a motion to approve item number 5 and a second?
I move to adopt the resolution approving development application DA 25015.
And I second that.
This is a roll call vote. Ms. Ratana, would you please call the roll?
Commissioner Holden?
Yes.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yes.
Commissioner Hoffman?
Yes.
And Acting Chair Swift?
Yes. I think that finishes number 5. That is the end of the public hearing section. There are no further public hearing items, and we have no regular business items this evening. And so that moves us on to the commissioner comment sections. And because I don't do alphabetical, I just keep randomly going left and right. I think this time I start on the right-hand side. Commissioner Hoffman, would you like to make any comments?
No, I have no comments.
Commissioner Holden?
I have no comments.
Commissioner Halverson?
Yeah, I think it's been a while since I complimented staff on the prep work that they do. I mean, it was an example tonight. We went through, 5 different items, and there was hardly any discussion. Everything is well prepared. The applicants are well prepared. The projects are well prepared, all within the development code. Good job. Thank you very much for your efforts. And you too.
I think from this section of the agenda, the only thing I would like to comment about is I think we've talked quite a bit in the past about, you know, our comments from Planning Commission go on a list, and you keep this running list. And I'm just wondering at what point do we get some kind of a report out? You know, is there a time for it? Is it the end of the calendar year? Is it when you have staff time to do it? I mean, it would be nice to know when we put a pin in that and call, and you know, call it done, and then move on to the following year and come up with more great comments.
Yeah, so as far as going into a very detailed report with what the Planning Commission has suggested, my understanding is that I would present something at the end of the calendar year. We still have our December meeting that is scheduled to occur December 2nd or 3rd, I believe. So we would bring a report, and it would just be a business item. There's no public hearing notice associated with it, and it would just essentially be a brief memo of what you've discussed over the year and open it to the commissioners to then provide additional feedback, comments, and open kind of the door for suggestions on next year and future updates and or just what you're hearing around in the community. So that's kind of where I was going to be taking it, and it would come to you at next month's Planning Commission meeting.
Okay.
So very open-ended, just giving you the actual platform to ask questions based on the topics that have been brought forward over the year.
And is that a memo that then goes out to the City Council as a work product of the sort of Joint Community Development Planning Commission effort for the year?
I think that is one action that the Planning Commission can take if it's something that your commission then wants to send on behalf of your entire group. If your commission wants to send a letter to the council at the end of the year, just, hey, these are the things that got brought up and things that we're interested in the city pursuing. I don't see any reason to not do something like that. But I think seeing as how it's the first year that we'll be doing it, maybe play it a little bit by ear and see what comes out of the conversation and then provide a direction to staff at the end of that as to how you'd like myself and the team to address it with council.
And would that be an agendized item for the next meeting or just a general discussion at the end?
I would agendize it as a business item.
Okay.
So it would just be kind of a, hey, you know, Planning Commission, here's what we've accomplished thus far. Here are the topics that you've brought up throughout the year. And then just kind of open it to the Planning Commission and allow you the opportunity to ask questions or make suggestions. And we can provide additional feedback and comments on anything that you feel needs additional discussion, like Housing Accountability Act or state housing ADU law, all of those things. Just really open it up for you to kind of have a free-form conversation, but still within the confines of what's allowed pursuant to.
Yeah, because I think something that came up often was aesthetics. And you know, mm-hmm. We talk about it a lot, but there's really nothing that's actionable come out of it yet. And is there something that could be actionable out of it?
Actionable in the sense of the commission, if there's a majority vote to send comments to the council, we can do that. But that's not in our work program right now as it relates to the city council's priorities and what we're working towards over the next couple years. But if you come to a consensus and agree, hey, we'd really like the council to consider as part of the next development code amendments or, you know, just in general, have staff research XYZ, we can absolutely forward those comments to the council.
Or at least that it's being discussed. I guess that's really where I'm going, is that the conversation comes up, and how do we close the loop on, you know, others that care what we do here to know that it's at least being discussed. Does that make sense?
It does. I think discussed makes it sound like it's an everyday, like it would be an everyday, we're making some kind of progress towards that discussion. And as I mentioned, modifying our objective design standards right now, doing anything different as it relates to aesthetics outside what we already have established in our adopted and certified code and LCP is a little bit out of our hands unless the council directs us to do it.
Right.
So discussions, I just want to be very careful that your understanding of this is the report will kind of be the open format for your commission to talk about the topics that have been brought up over the year and make suggestions to staff, and from that have an actionable item of the community development director can forward a letter on behalf of the Planning Commission that says we discussed these things, they're of interest to the community, they're of interest to the commission, and that's kind of the book into it, and the council then takes it and decides whether or not to prioritize.
Yep. Or they put it on the to-do list, and the next time the code comes around it gets discussed.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything else. Thank you.
Okay.
If that's the end of the commissioner comments, community developer development director's report.
Yeah, thank you. So wanted to make you all aware the Long Branch 1220 Long Branch project that was approved just a couple of meetings ago. The final map was taken to the City Council for approval. And so is that recorded already, or we're still working through that?
Still working through that. Should be within the next week and a half or so.
Okay. Final recordation in the works, but it was approved at the City Council. And then the Rockaway subdivision, which a couple of you were here for when it first came to Planning Commission. This is just across the street from City Hall. That's the vacant lot right here. That is going to be approved at City Council, recommended for approval at City Council on Monday's meeting, November 10th. We will also be hearing an appeal of 261 Rockaway. This is the five-story multi-unit complex with commercial space just over at 261 Rockaway across from the parking lot and Grover Station Grill. So that appeal was filed timely, and the council will hear that on November 10th. And so if you have any questions about process, procedure, happy to answer it. But other than that, that's my report for you this evening.
I only had one question for you. It seems odd. How I didn't realize that a public entity could appeal a project that wasn't theirs. I mean, I've heard of people coming to the Planning Commission and having their project denied and then appealing the denial of their project. But this sounds like there's an appeal for the approval of the project.
I'm not sure if I'm understanding that correctly. So the project was approved by your commission.
Right, and the applicant isn't appealing it, the approval.
No. In fact, in my experience, 9 times out of 10, it's a neighbor or an aggrieved individual that's very focused on a specific passion. If it's environmental awareness, et cetera, they're typically the folks that will appeal a project that they feel causes some kind of significant adverse impact on their life or the community. So at least that's my experience. So this is being appealed by a resident of Grover Beach, and they're appealing the Planning Commission decision, stating that the findings that your commission made are not consistent with local, state, and federal policies and regulations.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's the end of our business here this evening, and I adjourn this meeting at 6:47 p.m.